Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode.
Let's go.
It's not about the calories that you eat. It's about the calories that you keep. Now, maybe you've heard a saying similar to this around money, which says it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. And there's a lot of truth to this, but even more so in the realm of nutrition, more so than we even realize. Now, as many of you know, I'm not big into talking about calories. You know, we're not big calorie counters around here. We don't really buy into it. And that's because we know that it's just way too easy to be way off with calories. Plus, quite honestly, who wants to count calories for the rest of their life? Certainly not me, and I'm sure not you. However, in doing some research for our VIP group on a certain topic that I'm going to present on soon, I fell into an article from Precision Nutrition, and this is a certifying group that I've actually have a lot of respect for. Long before I even knew about them, I had people asking if I was certified by Precision Nutrition. And so I figured, no, I'm not, but let me go check their stuff out. And I loved it because so much of what they spoke about was so rational and so science-based. And one of the things that they talked about in this article was how difficult it is to really nail down your calorie consumption and how many you should be having. Because even when you think you have the right number, you could be so far off. And one of the reasons is, well, food labels, number one, as they pointed out in this article, they're often off by as much as 20 to 25%. Now, that's a big difference. Think about this for just a moment. You are diligently counting your calories because you got to stay under 1600 for the day in order to reach your fat loss. And so you're counting and you have this 100 calorie product and you're going, this is great. This is 100 calories. But in reality, it's actually 125 calories. Now, that might not be a big deal, but if you had several of those over the course of the week, well, guess what happens? Suddenly, you're in surplus of your caloric intake for the week by as much as 300, 400, maybe 500 calories. And that's what happens so often when people find themselves in a place of being frustrated that, hey, I'm counting my calories, I'm staying where I'm supposed to be, but it's not working. I'm not losing any weight. Well, part of the reason is that maybe the amount that you're taking in is not the actual amount that you're taking in. And this leads me to what I was really wanting to speak to you about, which is the amount of calories we keep. Now, what I mean by that is of the calories that we consume, how many our body actually absorbs. Now, this is important because some foods that you eat, let's just use that 100 calorie example, you may consume 100 calories of a certain food, but you only absorb 80 calories. That's a plus because once again, if you are trying to keep count, well, you're estimating that you are consuming the 100, but you're actually not. Your body's not absorbing it, which is great. But in other circumstances, like I just mentioned, you could be consuming so much more than that and, in effect, absorbing more than you set out to. So the part of this that I think is really huge and so important to understand is just simply this. When you break it down, foods that are whole foods that are minimally processed, those are the foods that your body actually absorbs fewer calories. The higher processed foods, those are the ones, specifically highly processed carbohydrates and fats, those are the ones that your body absorbs the most of. So just to point back to this article, great example that brought up. They pointed out how in research, it had shown that in comparing peanut butter to peanuts, the researchers found that 38%, almost 38% of the fat in peanuts was excreted in the stool rather than absorbed by the body, whereas all of the fat in the peanut butter was absorbed by the body. And that's important because how many of us, well, we love peanut butter. But the fact is that if you love peanut butter and you're consuming a lot of it, well, you're absorbing all of it. All of that fat gets absorbed by your body. Whereas if you are consuming the peanuts, your body is not absorbing as many of those calories. So if you are counting calorie for calorie or amount for amount, right? Total amount of fat for total amount of fat, in one situation, you're absorbing all of it. And in another situation, you're absorbing some of it. Now, they also broke it down in another study, and this was cool. They asked these test subjects to consume 45 grams, so that's 1.5 servings of walnuts daily for 3 weeks. And what they found was, on average, the people only absorbed 146 of the 185 calories. When they tested this with almonds, people only absorbed 80% of the calories. So the take-home message is actually really, really simple. You want to go for the whole foods, the stuff that is minimally processed. Now, we say minimally processed because almost everything to some degree is processed. There's almost no way around it. Otherwise, unless you're raising the food in your backyard and bringing it right from the backyard to your table, nearly everything that hits the table these days has some level of processing behind it in order to get it from the farm finally to your table. But that said, the things that are most minimally processed are the things that you are going to least absorb the amount of, which is awesome. And then the other aspect of this, well, there's actually two. One other aspect of it is raw versus cooked. So foods that are more in their raw state, we absorb fewer of those calories. Why? For the same reason that we absorb fewer calories from minimally processed foods. And that has to do with digestion. So in eating foods in their raw form, what happens is your body has to work harder to break down and digest that food. Same thing when it comes to the processed foods versus minimally processed foods. Highly processed foods basically take a lot of the digestion that you have to do out of the process, which makes it easier for your body to absorb those calories. Whereas when we eat foods that are minimally processed and that are closer to being in their raw state, guess what? Your digestive system has to work harder and you actually burn more calories during that process as well. So that's two reasons right here. The third reason has to do with your gut bacteria. And we speak a lot about this because, well, that is a major focal point of our programs, is to get people into proper gut health. And that's because the more healthy your gut, the chances are the fewer calories your body is going to absorb. And that is going to have a tremendous impact on your ability to lose fat as well as to keep it off. So for that reason, don't get so caught up in the calories, unless, of course, your diet is full of highly processed foods, in which case you should be trying to get away from that just immediately because of the host of damage that it does to you hormonally and the harder it is for you to lose fat over time and then to keep it off. So for that reason, start to make the switch. If it comes in a package, chances are it's not going to be all that great for you. Chances are you are absorbing almost 100% of the calories in that food. Look for the whole food options. Look for things that are minimally processed. And if you do that, you're going to have much greater success.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. We're trying to do our part to build people up and take the overwhelm and confusion out of exercise and nutrition so people and their families can live fuller lives.
We've got an entirely free coaching course for you over at purephysique.com. So head over and share it with your friends.
And because we do the show entirely free and without sponsors, we'd super appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review, share this podcast with friends and on social, and be sure to tag us.
We'd love to know what you discovered today and how this information impacts you. Let's go.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.